something special is in that inner locket. So this is the Prema Samhuta. Samhuta means locket, of course. This is the Prema Samhuta. In this locket is great, some very valuable and very secret item of love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. So Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes this pastime. We'll just briefly run through the main elements of it now. But one time, Krishna felt like testing Radharani. Testing. Not in the sense of trying to defeat her, but testing that he wanted to see deeper into her heart. So what Krishna did, he did a very remarkable thing. He disguised himself as a demigoddess, and there she is in front of you. In Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, in a very bright red sari or dress like that, with a veil over her head, something like crimson, like this, very, you know, our devotees went to special lengths to find the right colored sari, actually. Yes, crimson saris are not common, apparently. So Krishna disguised himself. Krishna is a master at everything, and he is also a master at disguise. So he disguised himself as a demigoddess, and he came into the company of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and apparently in a very distraught condition, like very deeply disturbed condition. And Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends, they questioned that girl. Of course, they didn't know who is this girl. Who are you? What is wrong? But the girl would not reply. And they were questioning in different ways, trying to draw some answer from this girl. Even Srimati Radharani started to massage that girl with special oil from which her father had given her, which is specially to be applied when people are very distressed, and it eases their distress. So eventually that girl started speaking and revealed, I am a demigoddess from the heavenly planets. And some time ago, this flute sound penetrated into our higher planetary systems, and it was having a very powerful effect on everyone there. So I decided to find, where is this flute sound coming from? Maharaj, do you want to come and sit down? Okay. So, where's the sound coming from? So I followed the sound down from the heavenly planets, down to the earth planet, and I found it was coming from Vamsi Vat. Actually, Vamsi means flute, and Vat means banyan tree. There's a special banyan tree there near the Yamuna in Vrindavan, under which Lord Krishna played his flute. Of course, he played his flute all over Vrindavan, but this is significant because on the first night of the Rasa dance, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna stood under that tree, and played his flute, and all the gopis came and gathered there. So the demigoddess, Krishna in disguise, said that, I followed the flute sound down here and I saw, sure enough, it was coming from this young boy this young boy who was standing under the tree. So therefore I decided that I would stay around. I wouldn't come down, I would stay up above. Not above in the heavenly planets, but just up above to some degree, above that Nazi light. So nobody would see me, and I would just try to understand what is going on here with this remarkable flute music, which is having so much effect, and surely it must be having effect on the local people down here in the vicinity of this tree. So I was watching, and then I saw you, Radharani, I saw you. And I realized, what a wonderful girl, what an amazing girl, what wonderful qualities. Just a unique person. Actually, you have qualities higher than Lakshmi and Parvati. You are just a very special girl. But then, you know what happened? You know what happened? Oh! And the demigoddess broke down and started crying again uncontrollably. And Radharani and the gopis were asking her, what happened? What is it? What was it? What is happening here, which is so affecting you so much? And the poor demigoddess was apparently just totally distraught. So after some minutes, the demigoddess pulled herself together again and said, you know, I'm abbreviating here, you know, the problem, what I noticed is that you, Radharani, you are of such impeccable character, so honest and virtuous and just so perfectly cultured and well behaved, that you have become attached to this boy who plays the flute, whose name is Krishna, and having watched now for some days, for a little while, what he does, what you do, particularly what he does, I have noticed he is a big rascal. You love him unconditionally. And he says he loves you, but actually he doesn't. I've seen it with my own eyes. He is a liar and a cheater, and you should just dump him and find yourself some young man, also a fine, upstanding character, just like you have such upstanding character. And Radharani said, no. He's not a cheater. He's not a cheater. He's not dishonest. He is very wonderful and I love him very deeply. And the demigoddess broke down again. Oh, you poor girl, I'm so sorry for you. You are so trusting. You are so trusting. This boy says he loves you and you believe him. Oh, you have such an open heart. But you don't understand the ways of this world. This boy, he says he loves you. And then he says, just wait a minute, I'll be back shortly. And he runs off and meets another girl. You don't know, do you? But I know. Because I'm a demigoddess. And I'm watching from above. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And I'm so sad. And again, the demigoddess broke down crying and explained that you really, the best thing is you just give him up. Do yourself a favor. Say goodbye to him. That's what you should do. So Radharani was saying, no, 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 it's not like that. Let me explain. So Radharani began explaining that I know many girls love him, but their love is not like the ordinary so-called love of this world. They actually deeply love him in the real sense, that all they want to do is please him. Although they don't love him as much as I do. In fact, Radharani said, my love is like a great Mount Meru. Their love is like 3 or 4 mustard seeds. Very insignificant compared to the practically unlimited love of Srimati Radharani. But still it is a fact that they love him. And therefore he, even though he loves me far more, just proportionately like that, like Mount Meru compared to a few little mustard seeds, he loves me so much, and then he doesn't love like that at all. But recognizing the fact that they love him, sometimes he feels obliged. He has to spend some time with them because he doesn't want to disappoint them. Actually, this is a fact. We are reading this morning that Lord Krishna left the rasa dance because even though there were hundreds of thousands of gopis who all loved Krishna and loved Krishna heart and soul absolutely, but all their love put together was practically nothing compared with the love of Radharani, who had left the rasa dance. Therefore Krishna was just impelled to also leave the rasa dance to find Radharani, whose love was so much greater than all of their loves put together. So Radharani explained like that, and the demigoddess said, oh, come on, really, look, please. You don't believe this, do you? You don't believe it, really, do you? Like this. And then Radharani explained, actually, that when, oh, and then the goddess said, you remember, so they're talking about how Krishna left the gopis during the rasa dance. And Radharani said, the goddess said that, you remember he left the rasa dance with you, right? But then you remember what he did? Just at the main moment when the two of you were away together, alone, suddenly he left you too. So just see, that's proof. That's proof that he doesn't really care for you. Then Radharani explained that Krishna was there with me and the other gopis were in hot pursuit. They were just around the corner, actually. They were just about to burst in on us. And then what would have happened? Because they were in a mood of, you could say, transcendental envy or something like that. That what is Krishna doing taking her away? And what is she doing letting herself be taken away? And this is all no good. They're in that sort of mood. So if they had found us there together, then they would have just got angry with both of us. And Krishna would not have been able to settle them down and calm them down. And that would have been the end of the rasa dancing for that night. All the ecstasy for everyone, all of us, including them, it would have been finished. In that way, effectively, they would have been cheating themselves. But Krishna, out of his sincere concern for everyone, including them, that they would not just end up dissatisfied and go home and in a huff. So, Krishna, just when they were coming from around the corner, you know what they do in some of the temples? They get to this point, and then they open it again. Anyway, you didn't get the hint. Maybe he'll get the hint. Oh yeah, he doesn't understand. Guruji, where are you? Oh, okay. So Krishna, feeling concerned for the happiness of all the gopis, not wanting them to end up dissatisfied, then Krishna, he left. Just as they were about to come around the corner, he left. And then they found me also deeply distressed. And then they felt compassionate for me. So that any mood they had of anger or anything like that immediately was broken. And then Krishna appeared just a minute later. And then we were all very happy and the rasa dance continued. So you see, he was actually helping. This is true. This is actually true. It's not just an imagination. And the demigoddess said, "Oh, come on. Please. It can't be like that. He can't have been thinking like that." And then Radharani said that, "You see this locket I'm carrying around my neck. Inside this locket, there is a great secret. Inside this locket of my heart, there is a great secret. And if you want, I will reveal the secret to you. How I know what Krishna is really thinking, how I know how Krishna is really feeling. I know how he feels. You are just speculating, deducing, or trying. But I know how Krishna thinks. I know how he feels. Therefore I am saying like this." And the demigoddess said, "Oh, come on. How can you say you know how he thinks and how he feels? How could you know?" And Radharani said, "All right, I will open this love locket in my heart and I will reveal the secret. How come I actually know?" So it's a bit of a long story, but basically, then Radharani said that the reason I know is because Krishna and I, we are not two persons, we are one person. We are one soul in two bodies. Therefore I know, because he is me and I am him. Therefore I know." And the demigoddess said, "Oh, come on, please. What do you mean, one soul and two bodies? I mean, really? If that is true, then you bring him here right now." So, of course, the demigoddess is Krishna. And Radharani said, all right, all right. She sat down, closed her eyes, went into meditation. And Krishna felt the power of her desire, her loving desire. And then Krishna found himself being transformed back into Krishna. All the other gopis were astonished. Oh! But Krishna told them, be quiet, don't say anything. Because Radharani's sitting there in a yogic position, eyes closed. So then, after a little while, Radharani opened her eyes and said, oh, where's the demigoddess gone? Here's Krishna. Where's the demigoddess? And the other gopis, they said, oh, she said she had some important business she had to take care of. So she had to go, but Krishna's here. And Krishna said, yes, what's going on around here? I was just out in the fields minding my own business, herding the cows, and suddenly I felt this force just drag me here. And now you've dragged me here. I've abandoned my duties. This is very bad. And so then Vishakha said, look, the two of you, because this is all going on in Yavat, in Radharani's private quarters, the two of you settle your differences here. And we have some duties to perform. We will go out and do those. So Radha and Krishna, they settled their transcendental differences, and as they say, they all lived happily ever after. Yes. So Radharani is carrying her love locket tonight. If you didn't see it, have a look at the end of the program. Srimati Radharani ki. So now we'll hand over to His Holiness Papa Sarati Maharaj.
Shri Chaitanya Manu Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Sinati Swam Anantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padaka Manam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Sai Prajatam Sakana Raghana Sajitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvutam Parijanam Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sakana Lalita Shri Vishavitam Vata He Krishna Karna Sandra Nina Bandha Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Dharana Kanta Kuste Tata Kanta Gorangi Rade Vrindavanishtare Vrishabhanda Sitade Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Gauranga Kavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Chaitanya Charitam Bhuja Mahandya Bhuja Ishu Prashara Mashana Paramatya Mokha Angamma Gaita Sayyidha Mukma Vata Shirtam Chakrakatam Amlande Krishna Chaitanya Ishvara Dhrupami Pati Mendesha Skala Pati Katiya Moha Sakriya Sthitani Nishanta Shanta Vrum Adharanas Padandam Deiram Yasakmaratana Shimanrupa Padam Vajarasyam Sya Vrvi Shivrupa Shri Sanatana Bhakta Ravana Shri Jiva Gopana Tasa Ravana Echai Guru Khan Shana Vanda Yavi Sivina Sahaji Sahaja Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
This is Canto 2, Chapter 3 Text 23. So let's say the Sanskrit.
Jivan
Chavo
Bhagavat Andri
Renam
Nagyato
Macho
Vilavicya
Vyastu
Shri Vishnu Padat Padya Manujas Kulasya
Swasan
Shavo Yastu
Naveda
Gantam Jivan Shavo Bhagavata Nandri Renam Najatamacha Velavitayastu Shri Vishnu Padya Manujas Talasya Swasan Shavo Yastuna Vedagandham. Translation.
The person who has not at any time received the dust of the feet of the Lord's pure devotee upon his head is certainly a dead body. And the person who has never experienced the aroma of the tulsi leaves from the lotus feet of the Lord is also a dead body, although grieving. Please repeat.
The person
who has not
at any time
received the dust
of the feet
of the Lord's dear devotee
upon his head
is certainly a dead body.
And the person
who has never experienced
the aroma
of the tulsi leaves
on the lotus feet of the Lord
is also a dead body,
although breathing.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, the breathing dead body is a ghost.
When a man dies, he is called dead. But when he again appears in the subtle form, not visible to our present vision, and yet acts, such a dead body is called a ghost.
Ghosts are always very bad elements, always creating a fearful situation for others.
Similarly, the ghost-like non-devotees who have no respect for the pure devotee nor for the Vishnu deity in the temples create a fearful situation for the devotees at all times.
The Lord never accepts any offering by such impure ghosts.
There is a common saying that one should first love the dog of the beloved before one shows any loving sentiments for the beloved.
The stage of pure devotional service is attained by sincerely serving a pure devotee of the Lord.
The first condition of devotional service to the Lord is therefore to be a servant of a pure devotee.
And this condition is fulfilled by the statement, quote,
reception of the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who has also served another pure devotee.
This is the way of pure disciplic succession.
This is the way of pure disciplic succession or devotional parampara.
In other words, Lord Sri Krishna is the property of his pure, unconditional devotees. And as such, only the devotees can deliver Krishna to another devotee. Krishna is never attainable directly. So this is an important point. I'll say this again, Prabhupada is writing. As such, only the devotees can deliver Krishna to another devotee. So you can only become a devotee by the grace of another devotee. Krishna is never attainable directly. One has to go through the devotees to obtain Krishna's mercy. Krishna is never obtainable directly. Lord Chaitanya therefore designated himself as follows: Gopi Maratu Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasanam Das, or the most obedient servant of the servants of the Lord who maintain the Gopi damsels at Vrindavan. We know the word Das means servant. So Das to Das Anudas, servant of the servant of the servant. This is the mood of the Vaishnava. They're always the servants. A pure devotee never approaches the Lord directly. Never approach the Lord directly. But tries to please the servant of the Lord's servants. And thus the Lord becomes pleased. And only then can the devotee relish the taste of the tulsi leaves stuck to his lotus feet. So Prabhupada is saying that one tries to be the servant of the Lord's servants. So even to approach the Lord's immediate servant is being actually a little presumptuous. But rather the servant of the servant of the Lord, or even better, the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita it is said the Lord is never to be found by becoming a great scholar of Vedic literature. Vedushu Adulavam Atma Bhakta. That simply by study one cannot develop pure devotional service. One needs a special ingredient of the mercy of another pure devotee. Vina Mahatpada Paja. Vina Mahatpada Raja Vishekam. Vina means without. Mahat means great devotee. Pada means feet. Abhishek. We do the Abhishek. We bathe the deity. So without bathing in the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, you cannot attain pure devotional service. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. So you'll find this in Vrindavan. People greet each other with the word Jai Radhe or Radhe Radhe. It's never Jai Krishna. It's Radhe Radhe. That's the mood. I was in Tir Kadamba. And I think, yes, Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there also. No, Uddhava Kari. And we were there some 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago. Shivaram Maharaj, Uri Jandrabhu, Tanada Maharaj, Jagadish Maharaj, practically all the senior devotees. And we decided to go out just one Sunday. And we were in Uddhava Kari. You know Uddhava Kari? Uddhava Kari is where Srimati Radharani met Bumblebee. And in a state of transcendental madness called Divya Mat, started speaking to the Bumblebee. This is described in chapter 47 of the 10th canto. Transcendental madness. Rupa Goswami's defined madness. Transcendental madness, Ummat. As extreme joy, intense spiritual joy, complemented with bewilderment due to separation from Krishna. So the two mixed together. Incalculable spiritual bliss. The word is parada, Arada means the highest number known in existence. So you could say the bliss of spiritual life is trillions and trillions of times superior than material enjoyment. Incalculable spiritual bliss. Sandrandanandanavisatma. So in a state of extreme bliss, which you can't even begin to understand, even theoretically, and bewilderment due to Krishna leaving, this results in divya mad, transcendental madness. And then there's two symptoms of this, udguna and chitrajalpa. Chitrajalpa means you talk like a mad person. So Radharani was talking like a mad person to a bumblebee. She's having a conversation with a bumblebee. So we went to that place, Udavakari, and there was one sadhu there. He was a sannyasi, not a member of ISKCON. But he was a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, some person I never met. I didn't even know who he was, actually. Later I found out he was a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And he was with a group of people separate. You know, speaking, I don't know, Hindi or whatever it is, Bengali. And we were reading from Prabhupada's Krishna book, 10 or 12 of us. And at the end, I thought I should just go and offer my respects to him. I thought, you know, he may be a spiritually advanced person. Why not? Udavakari is an important place. So I went with Bhuri Jandalu, and I bowed down and offered my respects to him. You know. And then I said to him, I looked at his eyes, and his eyes were all red. He'd been weeping, you know. So then I said the wrong thing. I said, Hare Krishna. And he looked at me and he said, Jai Radhe. And it blew me and Urijandaru backwards, 10 steps. There was no room for Krishna. It was Jai Radhe the whole way. So here it again. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So Prabhupada is concerned. The pleasure potency of the Lord. Now Prabhupada makes a very wonderful statement here. Srimati Radharani is the tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nation. Did you get that? It's quite a mouthful. Srimati Radharani is the tender-hearted, feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nation. He says the perfectional stage. In the material world, we know what is the worldly feminine nature. And sometimes, you know, we get caught up in it. Sometimes that worldly feminine nature even attacks us, or whatever the case may be. But here, resembling the perfectional stage of the worldly feminine nature. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani is available very readily to the sincere devotees, and once she recommends such a devotee to Lord Krishna, the Lord at once accepts the devotee's admittance into his association. So Radharani actually recommends, just like you need to be recommended to get initiated. So one is recommended by Srimati Radharani. Then one gains association with Krishna, one gains entrance into the spiritual world. Then Prabhupada concludes the whole purport. The conclusion is therefore that one should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee than that of the Lord directly. So I'll say that again. One should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee of the Lord than the Lord himself. So, of course, Srimati Radharani is understood as the number one devotee of Krishna. She's able to please Krishna the most. But even to approach Radharani directly is actually a little presumptuous. She has her immediate associates like Lalita and Vishakha. These are described as Kayuha, bodily expansions of Radharani, the Asita gopis. Lalita and Vishakha, Champakalata, Chitra, Rangi Devi, Sudevi, Tunga Vijaya, and Indulekha. So in particular, Vishakha and Lalita are very prominent. Vrindavan temple, at ISKCON Vrindavan temple in Vrindavan, we have deities of Lalita and Vishakha, very beautiful deities. So even to approach Lalita and Vishakha directly is actually a little presumptuous for us. So one approaches their associates. Their foremost associate would be Rupa Manjari, who appeared as Rupa Goswami. And this is why Srila Prabhupada is referred to us as Rupa Nundas. And Nunda means to follow in the footsteps. We follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Both Rupa Goswami in his external form and Rupa Goswami in his spiritual form. So Rupa Goswami, the famous Rupa Goswami, who wrote Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, in his spiritual form, is an associate of Lalita and Vishakha, very intimate associate. That even to approach Rupa Manjari directly is being a little facetious, presumptuous. We approach her associates, and in this way we approach with submission the Guru Parampara, coming all the way down. Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath, Jagannath Das Babaji, all of them. Bhaktivinoda, Gokishore Das Babaji, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's most prominent disciple, Srila Prabhupada. So by approaching them, we can ultimately, by pleasing them, we can please Rupa Manjari. And by doing that, we can please Lalita and Vishakha. By doing that, we can please Radharani, and we can please Krishna. We gain entrance into the spiritual world. So there's a procedure, and we have to follow that procedure. And this following of that procedure is called anugacha. Anugacha means to strictly follow in the footsteps. And this is what it means. There's an interesting story. One time, I think it was the Maharaj or some important king in India. Of course they call them Maharajas, but he was a king, and he came to Radhakund. This was in the 1930s, and this was during the month of Kartik, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was also there. It was his practice to celebrate Kartik, or at least part of Kartik, at Radhakund. And in Radhakund is his house, Swananda Sukharakund. He has a house there. So he was staying in that house. And this king came, and the king offered his Dandavat Parikram, Dandavat Parikram around Radhakund. This means you stand up and you fall down flat with a stone, and then where the stone is, with your hands out straight, you stand and then you fall down again, and you go around the whole of Radhakund and Syamakund, falling down flat. And this will take you past 3 hours. There are people that do it around Govardhan Hill also. So this king was doing his Dandavat Parikrams. And the devotees came to tell Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. They said, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Guru Maharaj, the king, he is so devoted to Radharani. He's such a wonderful devotee. He's doing his Dandavat Parikrams around Radhakund. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta made the observation that, yes, the king is doing the Dandavats to please Radharani because He wants to please Krishna. But we are worshipping Krishna because it will please Radharani. Do you understand the difference? The king was hoping to get mercy from Radharani, or please Radharani, in order to please Krishna. In other words, primarily he was the devotee of Krishna. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was saying, actually our business is to please Radharani. And for that reason we worship Krishna. So, then he mentioned that actually we are the real Shakti worshippers. So this is quite an esoteric point. We worship Radharani because she is the best servant of Krishna. She is Krishna Shakti, Nitya Sarva Shakti. She is his own Shakti, Nitya Sarva Shakti, Radha Krishna Kaya. So, generally when we preach, of course we emphasize the worship of Krishna. And you'll find that Srila Prabhupada himself didn't really talk about Radharani very much. And the reason being is that it will be misunderstood. Because we have a material conception, we see her as a material woman or female, and we see their relationship in a mundane way. So unless one is more advanced, one can't really understand the relationship and the pastimes between Radha and Krishna. But the fact is, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, that we are the real Shakti worshippers. But it's an esoteric point. It's a very confidential point. So this is confirmed here. I'll read it again. In Vrindavan, all the pure devotees pray for the mercy of Radharani, the pleasure potency of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is the tender-hearted, feminine counterpart to the Supreme Lord. Radharani is no less powerful than Krishna. We have a story of the Sankachuda demon. I think we may see it in some play at some point. Do you remember the Sankachuda demon came and captured the gopis, specifically Radharani, carrying her away? But Radharani, with a slight movement of her eyebrow, can vanquish billions of Sankachuda demons. One drop of milk from the breast of Mother Yasoda is more than all the corny oceans. The cowherd boys, all themselves, can destroy millions of Agasura demons. But they don't do it because it will interrupt the pastime. You know, there's a particular pastime. The woman is kidnapped, and the hero comes forward and saves the day. That's the theme. You know, like a Hollywood movie or something, you know. So Krishna is the hero, Vira. Vira is one of the Gona secondary symptoms, chivalry. And Radharani is captured by Sankachuda. But she herself could quite easily destroy millions of Sankachuda demons. But then it would interrupt the pastime. So the pastime is being organized by Krishna's internal energy. It's called Yoga Maya. So Yoga Maya facilitates these pastimes where Radharani thinks she is helpless. She's not helpless. She's as powerful as Krishna. So these are the mysteries of the spiritual world. Anyone who understands them properly will go back to the spiritual world at the time of death. Janma kama chami divyam evam yuvati tathpatam. One who understands tathpatam in truth. Bhagavad Gita says, my janma, my appearance and karma, the appearance and activities of Lord Krishna, Radharani and all their associates, does not, upon leaving the body, take birth again in the material world. So we're fortunate because we're hearing about Lord Krishna's position and the position of Radharani. You could call it Tattva. Tattva means philosophical truth from Srila Prabhupada. We're not hearing it from some bulky yogi, Mayavadi impersonalist, who thinks that Krishna and Radharani is just historical figures. We're not hearing it from someone like Gandhi, who actually wrote in his book, Experiments with the Truth, I do not believe that someone called Krishna ever existed. We're hearing it from the lips of a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada coming in disciple succession. Therefore, we're understanding it properly. You know, Radharani, she's not some female lady. Her body is not comprised of earth, water, fire, air. She doesn't have a temporary material body like you or me. She's not like some good-looking Bollywood Aishwarya or whatever, right? I read the newspapers. You know, she actually has a spiritual body. And according to Krishna's Kaviraj, her spiritual body is imbued, saturated with Mahabhav. It's described praying, saw, The essence of praying is spiritual emotion towards Krishna. Bhav taken to its highest stage is called Mahabhav. Sri Radha, Mahabhav Sarup, Sri Radha Thakurini. Mahabhav Sarup. The form of Mahabhav, Sri Radha Thakurini, is Srimati Radharani. Her whole body is saturated, comprised. Her body, her mind, Chitra Indriya Kaya. Chitra, her consciousness, Indriya, her senses, Kaya, her body. Even the garments she wears, even the jewelry she wears, it is personified Mahabhava, which means devotion to Krishna. Not like some ordinary lady. And her relationship with Krishna is not like some love affair of this material world. It is completely selfless. There are two things. There is praying and there is karma. Praying means love of God and karma means sense gratification. The two are compared to gold and iron. So Radharani has prayed pure, unadulterated love for Krishna. It resembles the relationship you have in the material world between a man and a woman. That's why people who have not come in contact with a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada make that mistake. And they think, Prabhupada gave the example of one man. When he heard the name Radhe, 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 he remembered the daughter of one Baba. He writes this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Radharani and her relationship with Krishna are completely divyam, transcendental, beyond this material world. And not an easy thing to understand either. But if we hear through the lips of a pure devotee in disciple succession like Srila Prabhupada, some small understanding will come. And gradually as we advance, we will understand more about the pastimes in Lord Krishna and his devotees. So, I'll just conclude with Prabhupada's conclusion. The conclusion is therefore that one should be more serious about seeking the mercy of the devotee than the Lord directly. And when we say the word devotee, we may think of our guru. But it's not singular. It's not singular. There are many devotees who may help you during your Krishna conscious life from the very beginning to when you leave your body on your deathbed. Many devotees may help you, especially these senior devotees. And the root of all of this mercy is coming from Srila Prabhupada. So through him, we can get some mercy from Srimati Radharani on this auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimati Radhasthami ki jai, Gopinandi jai.
So we'll ask now His Holiness Bhaktivala Puri Maharaj to come and address us about the glories of Srimati Radharani.
We don't see anyone really except ourselves, do we?
Desiderarmici Krishna, desideramo la mercizia, sì. Here in Krishna, Maharaj was explaining his giant Chichimati Radharani by being the demi goddess. When she went into meditation on Krishna, he had no choice. So this is the potency of the devotee. That actually by the association of devotees, that cheating heart. It's purified. And it's part of what I was pointing out that we need that association of the devotees. Very closely. That we don't approach Radharani directly. But we approach the devotee. We approach all these devotees through Evam Parambara Praptam Evam Rajasya Yoga Vidu. But one thing is so wonderful. They have made it so very easy for us. Huh? And how have they done that? We can see the potency of the devotee. That each and every one of us here has been given Radha and Krishna. Every one of us. He's come down through disciple of succession, through Prabhupada, to everyone here. We've been given Radha and Krishna. How have we been given? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Tiradharani. In Krishna, what's not going to be anyone else's. No matter what you call your children. So they are bringing. I know where my devotees are chanting my glories. But my devotees are chanting my glories. So Prabhupada came. First of all, talking to Square Parker, he began chanting Hare Krishna and giving Radha and Krishna to everyone. Hare Krishna. So he's given to us. He's given us the association. Plus he's given us the empowerment to chant. Radharani appears in our lives by the rest of Srila Prabhupada many years ago. So today is a reminder for us that, hey, let's pay attention. Let's start thinking about that priceless treasure. Radharani is bring some good. But Prabhupada has given us all one too. Most of the world would be like just a finger, right? But actually, he's given us Srimati Radharani. The devotees have gone out and chanting and giving everyone Hare, the internal potency of the heart. We approach Srimati Radharani first when we chant Hare, before Krishna, because we're looking for service. All the divine energy of the heart, please engage me in your devotional service. But we go to the parampara because it's come down to the parampara. It's come down and the avenue through the parampara back up is clear. They're transparent for your meetings. So sort of transparent means when you fix your vision and you clarify your vision by following the direction which they give and the heart is pure, the motivation is pure, then transparent means you will see. You will see. Just approach the spiritual master and inquire from him submissively and let the loving service unto him. He can give you transcendental knowledge, because he has seen the truth. So that transparent being media can allow you to see the truth. Seeing the truth doesn't just mean, well, here we are, just back at the gate, we can see the world's nice and we're falling asleep for a change, eh? It means the absolute truth, Radhi Shyam. The absolute truth is Radhi Shyam, because the ultimate is plain, loving exchange between them. That is the ultimate truth. The ultimate is their pure loving exchange. And that can be seen through what we've been given in the form of the Holy Name. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no other way, no other way, no other way. Just chant. It's been given. Radha and Krishna are there. Hare Krishna. So they're both there. No, if they're both there, they are. So then everything else, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was kindly speaking about, and also many other pastimes, they're all there. Because they are in the heart of Radha and Krishna. All that's happening with these pastimes, not all that's happening, but what is happening with these pastimes is what? They're at the brink of revealing their love for us to taste also. For us to become attached. And they are the embodiment of ever-present, unlimited, absolute, complete being. So they are in love, unlimited, unending. And that is available to the Holy Name. Because that is them. That Holy Name is them, non-different. So Radharani appears every day in your life. By the mercy of Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, upwards and downwards. That divine couple are appearing in your life. It's just time separating you from actually seeing, from actually understanding. When or when will that day be mine, where offense is ceasing, the days for the name increasing? When, oh when, oh my heart, will your mercy shine? My dear Lord, when, oh when, will that day be mine, eh? Aparada ruchi sudarama ruchi Kripa boro kapi yutanya sancha Kapi hapi boro siti nama. The Holy Name alone can render all benedictions. Prima pamata mahan, love of Godhead is the ultimate benediction for all mankind. Sorry, Matthew, and Roman came too. But for everyone, prem. And what prem are we talking about, really? That prem is coming from Radhishan. But the pain that we are going to be touched by is Radharani's love for Krishna. That comes down. What is quality that you have that I do not have, like I was saying this morning. And Krishna's asking, what is it you have that I don't have? What is it? And his answer was, we have love for you. You just got to accept that it's available to us. Come down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Goswamis. To us. And these days are just to remind us to build up the mothers of devotion. We nurture the child as children of devotion. They nurture us. These days are like us being the veterans, the veterans supplements. We're coming around every day in life, right? But today we get together and the veterans supplements. It's like going to Dr. Ness for your job in the car park, right? Then you get Jack, I'm going to have a yeast and she loves all the Jack enough. Shot, it's your booster. So this is the same. These days are like a booster, getting your added vitamins in case it's... There's so many of you have to go to work. Ain't that this one? Oh boy. It's a drag, isn't it? You have to go and get one kind of vitamins, right? You can't say. But don't worry, we're not going to ask for any tonight. But we come here to get the real spiritual vitamins. So, take the vitamins, the association, the devotees, the stories. But realize you already have. This is the reminder. Just trying to set it on fire again. Find a spark. Okay, you're a bunch of bright sparks. So take. You have that in Krishna. You've been given. By the association, you've been given. And by the association, we're reminded. And by the association, we're strengthened. By the association, the wrongful mentality becomes purified also. That association is needed to get rid of the wrong motivation. Because we can jump in the ganga, get rid of the sins, and come out and do the same stupid thing again. Right? Because I was staying in Rishikesh for the 6 weeks, and there's all these babas, they sit in the back of the ganga and they're doing their arms, and he's got his Christ then he's trying to be peaceful. And he does his bit and then he goes into the ganga and he does his whole thing, he sits there and it's freezing and what? Gives you the fine cruddy bubbles. You know how it gets rid of desire? It freezes on him. We got something frees you from sin. It frees from sin. I came out of there and I was like, it's okay. I'm getting close to Krishna. I'm going. And I realized I was even closer to Krishna
The wind had come along and blew my doggy away. But we came out, and as we began, the governor lady, thinking, well, actually, she appeared as the daughter of Lord Nityananda. So I was thinking, well, rather than put it in their eyes, it's not going to do it as the daughter of Lord Nityananda, you know, that maybe you can approach Lord Nityananda and help me, you know, and free me from all my material desires, my material hankerings and affections. And some of these babas, they went all that in the chatty, you know, all the hair away up there, and, oh, so I've been to the hairdressers for a while. Like, yeah. And I think, wow. After some of the austerities, he goes to Renee and he's sitting there, you know, somewhere, you know, doing a bit with their pipes. And then they went in, done the bit, and come back out again. I was thinking, yeah. What did it do if I had their pipes again, you know? So, well, they've been purified of the sins, but they get out with this and they start with the same desire again. I was thinking, oh, no. So the association of the devotee, by his association, removes that desire. Because he's an example. That's what they say, the acharya teaches by example. And like I said before, there's two kinds of acharyas. There's those that teach by example what to do, and there's those that teach by example what not to do. But taking the long game, becoming absorbed in devotional service, Bola Krishna, Vajra Krishna, Guru Krishna, Sika. It's like Prabhupada says, Prabhupada very rarely mentioned much about Radharani. But I was told one very nice story, like I gave this morning, that when someone said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ultimate. Because she said, this person said, well, Radha and Krishna were originally one, but separated eternally. To enjoy. So the devotees went back to Prabhupada. And at that time, actually I thought, well, that's centuries ago, you know, being a little, you know, a little bit into Gauranga, you know. And Prabhupada said, but if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the highest, why does he want to experience, in Prabhupada's words, our Radharani experiences. Prabhupada showed that with our Radharani experiences. And he said, at that point, he says, Radharani is the highest. He says, Krishna is Madan Mohan. Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohani. Krishna attracts Cupid, Radharani is the attractor of the attractor of Cupid. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience what Radharani experienced, that love for Krishna. And Krishna wanted that. He wanted that experience. So at that point, Prabhupada had said, she is the supreme controller. She controls Krishna by her love, but he wants to experience her love. So very rarely did Prabhupada say directly, but it was there. But even the Supreme Lord wanted to experience what Radharani experiences. Madanakya Mahabhava Mahi. So, please, we pray to the devotees, to Srimati Radharani. She will be merciful. She is merciful. One of God is mercy. my abilities, my advances. And please take it in the form of the Holy Name. There is nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. Hare Krishna. Gauramji.
Gauramji.
Gauramji. Sampoota, the love locket, and also, I suppose you're all aware, but in case you're not, this is your chance to have darshan of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet one day in the year on Radhastami. And we'll see you all tomorrow for the festival, then we'll see you all on Sunday at Phoenix for the festival. We'll all be there. Shishi Radha Radhanath ki, Shrimati Radharani ki.